Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
In ancient times, in a distant land now called Palestine, a just king named Talut ruled. Talut always wanted his people to live in prosperity and comfort. He worked hard for many years to put an end to the suffering of his poor people. In the neighborhood of that land, the oppressive king named Jalut ruled. One day, Jalut attacked the borders of the land of Palestine and drove the people away from their homes, setting their fields on fire and destroying their homes. It did not take long for the news of this invasion of Jalut's army to reach Talut. Talut immediately set up an army and set out for battle. Jalut's army was very big and powerful. Under the command of their general, Jalut's soldiers easily fought and killed Talut's army. Among the children of Israel was a man who had three sons. He too had sent his two sons to fight Jalut, but he did not let his youngest son, Daud, go to war. One day he gave Daud some food and said, "Take this food for your brothers, but do not enter the battlefield yourself." When Daud found his brothers, he gave them food and asked them how the war was turning out. One of the brothers said, "This Jalut is like a giant. No one dares to fight him."
"I can fight him," Daud said.
One of his brothers said, "You? You will fight him? He will easily kill you." Daud showed his stone hook and said, "I will fight him with this. Don't you remember that I killed a big bear that attacked our herd with the same hook?" At this point, one of the commanders who had heard Daud's words led him to Talut and told Talut everything he had heard. Talut thought for a moment and said, "Bring my special armor and dress him with it." When Daud was dressing the armor, Talut said, "If I'm not mistaken, this boy is the one who can defeat Jalut." One of Talut's ministers asked, "Oh great king, he's just a boy. How do you know he's going to win?"
"I just know it. He can defeat Jalut," Talut said. "Now take him to the battlefield."
When Daud stood in front of Jalut, Jalut laughed. "Hey boy, what are you doing here? Do you want to kill yourself? Go home."
"I've come to fight you," Daud said.
Jalut laughed again. "Stop joking around and go home." However, Daud didn't listen. Instead, he placed a stone between his stone hooks and spun it in the air. Then he suddenly let go. The stone hit Jalut's head and split his head open. Blood flowed from Jalut's head. Suddenly, Jalut fell from his horse to the ground and died. Jalut's soldiers fled when they saw their commander dead. Talut's soldiers also pursued Jalut's soldiers and drove them out of their land. When Talut saw Daud's courage and bravery, he took him to his palace, and years later, he married his daughter and succeeded Talut. Daud also made sure his people were happy and comfortable. God chose him as a prophet and gave him great power and knowledge. And he had the most beautiful voice. People used to gather around him when he read passages from Zabur. Prophet Daud was very just, and he was able to provide a comfortable and prosperous life for his people by using his divine powers.